Senate Bill 54, an act to revise the vote required to authorize a school district bond.
Senate Bill 54 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, well, a previous bill, I believe, was probably brought to us so that we would be able to keep up with the times. Senate Bill 54, I'm sure, is one that you just as soon dispense of right away so you can go home, but at least, as I want to go home too, but at least I think it's important to continue the discussion because we're going to be talking about voting majorities, supermajorities, and so forth all throughout the session. The 60% bond issue currently in statute today, I feel, is a situation that we have had endured for a number of decades. We heard testimony that it went back as far as the homesteading days, and it simply is ruled by the minority. Out of our 50 states, excuse me, there are only 7 states that impose that kind of supermajority vote. The arguments, you know, that I've heard primarily that that support keeping this 60% supermajority basically center on the length of time that the particular bond would be repaid, the fact that you possibly are encumbering someone that's not able to even participate in the vote and yet indebt them. With that kind of mentality, then, I would say that given what we know today, which is that half of our school buildings are over 50 years old, that maybe we just don't build anything or update anything because we don't want to ever encumber anybody or increase the possibility that we could have some successful economic development. So we have 7 states that that impose a supermajority, one of which, of course, is South Dakota. 12 states require absolutely no vote, which means they give the elected board that particular ability to, if they so determine that it's in the best interest of their sworn authority as a board member or a council member, that they can just go ahead and enact that particular bond. But it's interesting to note that over 50% of our buildings, seriously, are over 50 years old. And having been in one of those for a lot of years, I can tell you that it's not a very safe situation. I'm going to read you, I've got a couple of quotes, but one in particular I'd just like to read you, I'll leave you with, and wish you a nice weekend, but I'd like you to just really think about it, especially as we have other votes that impact us later on in the session. Thomas Jefferson said this in 1809, "Where the law of the majority ceases to be acknowledged, their government ends. The law of the strongest takes its place, and the life and property are his who can take it." It simply is a case of knowing how you got here to the Senate of the state of South Dakota, and I think it was 50% plus one. I think that's an adequate standard to give local control to our elected board members, and thank you very much.
Further remarks?
Madam.
Senator McIntyre.
Thank you, Madam President, members of this body. I stand to endorse Senator Olson's recommendation. I think that it's high time that we treat our school districts reasonably. I think that the rule of the minority is something that I cannot stand and abhor. I speak as one who has ample evidence of how difficult it is to get a majority on any election. I think that we can rest assured that the citizens of this state are going to do the right thing if they are given an opportunity, and the rule of the minority stands in the foot of progress. So I would recommend that we do pass Senate Bill 54.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Madam President. Question of the sponsor, please.
State your question.
Senator Olson, last year we had 2 ballot issues that we both houses voted on. We put it on the ballot. And those 2 issues were the cement plant money that took a constitutional amendment and also required a 2/3 vote of this body to ever spend it, and the IGT trust fund, which also required a 2/3 vote of this member, a supermajority of 66% which is 6 percentage points higher than a school bond issue. May I ask how you voted on those two issues?
Madam President.
Senator Olson.
I voted in the affirmative, Senator Apa. They are totally two distinctly separate issues.
Senator Apa, you have the floor.
Well, I suggest that why do we say that the state legislature needs a super majority to spend any money, but yet the local decision on a majority of 50 plus 1 is allowed to spend the local taxpayers' money? I submit that it's at 60%, and that's where it should say. Thank you.
Senator Olson, do you care to respond?
Yes, Madam President. I believe, Senator Apa, that if you are talking, when we talk about what the state legislature does to protect and preserve capital for future expenditures, it's a little bit different, because I think what I'm referring to is a bond election for a local school district, and I don't believe necessarily the state, the other people in the state outside of the residents of that district, have any particular financial interest in that bond, because they will not be repaying it.
Further remarks, Senator Everest.
Madam President, thank you, and members of the Senate. Well, I think it's a good debate, and one that certainly focuses on the idea of taxes, and that's what this bill is all about. I think we need to keep in mind that the school portion of the property tax bill is a major share of the taxpayer burden, and in fact it accounts for about 60% of the taxpayer's tax bill. And we also need to keep in mind that we as a legislature have allowed schools to carry the largest debt limit. But a couple things in recent history should be kept in mind when taking a vote on this bill, I think. And one of them is that Senate Bill 54 eats into the property tax relief that we worked so hard to create for our taxpayers. But most of all, that the taxpayers of this state demanded. When I came into the legislative arena as a freshman legislator in the House, it was a brush fire raging across the state of South Dakota. And we needed to react, and we did. But it is a time, I think, a period in our history when we need to realize that our focus still needs to be on lowering taxes as much as possible. If we have any doubt about how our constituency feels, they recently enacted 2 years ago a ballot initiative that said the South Dakota legislature should not act to increase their taxes or their fees in any manner, shape, or form without a two-thirds vote. No matter how you feel on this bill, I think you need to stop and consider whether the timing is a good one or not. And it is my firm belief that Senate Bill 54 is not well served in passing at this time, and the constituency that we represent in South Dakota would not be well served by a yes vote. Thank you.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 54. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
No.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
No.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
No.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
No.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer? Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
No.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleven?
No.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
No.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
No.
Munson? Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers,
no.
Sutton,
no.
Simmons,
no.
Bitter,
aye.
Valesky, Whiting.
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 10, nays 23, excused 2.
Senate Bill 54 has failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect and is declared lost.